B'siyata d'shmaya maseches megillah daf vav. We're going to start on the last line of daf hei omid beis. The previous gemara we learnt made mention of the pasuk in Yeshua that says va'ori mivtzor hatzidim tzeir v'chamas rakas v'kineres. And the gemara assumed that rakas was Tveria. The Gemara is going to discuss this pasuk a bit more now. Omer b'yechanon says b'yechanon ki havet talya, when I was younger, amina milsa de she'ilna l'sabya. I said something, and then I asked the sages about it. V'shtakach kavosi, and they said the same that I had said. And this is what I said. Chamas, the place Chamas mentioned in the pasuk, zu Tveria, is the city of Tveria. V'lomo nikro shmo Chamas. Why is it called Chamas? Al shum chami Tveria. Because Chamas has the root of cham, which is hot. And we know that there are springs in Tveria from which hot water flows. Rakas. When the pasuk mentions Rakas, zu Tzipori, it's a place called Tzipori. V'lomo nikro shmo Rakas. Why was Tzipori called Rakas in the pasuk? Mishum demidalio, because it's high up. Karakso denaro, like the banks of a river, which are always higher than the river. Kineres, when the pasuk mentions Kineres, zu Ginoisor, it's a city called Ginoisor. V'lomo nikro shmo Kineres. Why does the pasuk call Ginoisor by the name of Kineres? Demesiki peiro kekolo de kinori. The fruits that grow there are sweet like the sound of a kinor, which is a musical instrument. In the place Kineres, the fruits were very sweet. Rava is now going to question Rabbi Yochanan regarding Rekes being Tzipori. Omar Rava, mi'ikal amanda Omar, can it be that somebody assumes that Rakas lav Tverihi, that Rakas is not Tveria? V'hokich shochiv inish hocha, when somebody is nifta, passes away here in Bovel, hosam, then there in Tveria, softi lehochi, this is how they say a hesped about him. Godoil hu b'sheshach. He was great in Bovel called Sheshach. V'shem loy Barakas. And his name was famous even in Rakas in Eretz Yisrael. V'chimaski aroin elahosom. And when the Nifta itself, the aroin, the mace, is brought from Bovel to be buried in Tveria, then in Tveria, softi lehochi, this is how they would say a hesped. Oyhave Sridim. The people called Sridim, who were Oyhave Yisrael, Yoishvei Rakas, those who are sitting in this place called Rakas, Tu'u v'kablu harugei Emek, come out and greet those who have died in Bovel called Emek, because Bovel is a very low place geographically. Kinoch nafshei Rav Zeira, when Rav Zeira was nifta, posach alei ahu sapdono, the one who was giving the hesped, started as follows: Eretz Shinor, Bovel that's called Eretz Shinor, Hora v'yolda gave birth to Rav Zeira. Eretz Tzvi, and Eretz Yisrael, called Eretz Tzvi, Gidlo Sha'ashuel, is the one that was Megadil, the Sha'ashuim of Bovel, which was Reb Zera, since he came to Eretz Yisrael. Oino lo, Omro Rakas, woe to the place called Rakas, Ki Ibdo Kli Chemdoso, who has lost a Kli Chemdo. And we know that all this took place in Tveria. So you see that Tveria is constantly being referred to as Rakas. Elo Omar Rava, Rava is going to explain that Pasuk in Yeshua differently. Chamas. When the pasuk mentions Chamas, it's referring to a place called Gror, and was called that way because of the hot fountains in Gror. Rakas zu Tveria. Rakas is Tveria. Kineres zu Ginoisor. And Kineres is Ginoisor. V'lomo nikro shmo Rakas. Why was Tveria called Rakas? Shafilu reikonim shebo. Even the people that seem to be empty, meleim mitzvahs karimoin. They are full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate is full of seeds. Rabbi Yirmiya Omar. Rabbi Yirmiya says Rakas shmo. The real name of the town is actually Rakas. Just v'lomo nikro shmo Tveria. Why did people call it Tveria? Sheyusheves b'tiburo shel Eretz Yisrael, because it's sitting in the center of Eretz Yisrael. And the Sefer Kafter Raferach and Perek Yud Aleph explains that Tveria and Akko are on the same horizontal plane, and the distance from Akko to Rosh Hashor, which is the northern border of Eretz Yisrael, and from Akko down to Nachal Mitzrayim, which is the southern border of Eretz Yisrael, the distance is equal. Rabba Omar, Rabba maintains, Rakas Shmo, his name is Rakas, v'lomo nikro Shmo Tveria, and why was the place called Tveria? She'tovo ra'iyoso. It's very pleasing to the eye. Now the Gemara is going to explain the intention of different places mentioned in another pasuk. Omar Zeira. The Ira said as follows. Kitroin, when Kitroin is mentioned, zu Tzipori. It's the place called Tzipori. V'lomo nikro shmo Tzipori. Why was the place called Tzipori? She yisheves b'roish ha'hor. Since it is positioned on the top of a mountain, k'tzipor, like a bird who regularly sits on a high place. Asks the Gemara, V'kitroin tzipoirihi? Can Kitroin really be tzipoiri? V'hokitroin b'chelkei shel Zvulun havoi. We know that Kitroin was in the chelek of Eretz Yisrael belonging to Zvulun. T'chsev, as it says in the Pasuk in Shoiftim, in Novi, Zvulun lo yehoirish es yeshvei Kitroin v'es yeshvei Nahalil. That Zvulun did not expel the people that were living formerly in Kitroin. And this was contrary to what they were supposed to do. The Pasuk says that they were supposed to expel the people that were living in Eretz Yisrael. And we know that Tzipori was not in the chelik of Zvulun, since V'Zvulun Misraim al Midosov Hava. Zvulun actually complained that he was not happy with the place that the Geirel was Kiver. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Zvulun Am Chereif Nafshoi Lomus. And the Hemshech HaPasuk is V'Naftoli al Meroime Sode. And we read the Pasuk as follows. Ma Tam, what's the reason that Zvulun let himself be killed in war? Mishum de Naftoli al Meroime Sode. Because he saw that Naftoli's Chela was full of fields, and he was jealous of him. And his complaint was as follows: Omar Zvulun lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Zvulun said to Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, La'achai, to my brothers, Nosata lohem, Sodei Sukromnim, you gave them fields, vines, Veli Nosata Horim Ugvois. And to me you gave mountains and valleys. La'achai, to my brethren, Nosata lohem Arotzis. You gave them portions in Eretz Yisrael, which are on dry land. V'lino sato yamim unahoris. And to me you gave seas and rivers. Omar loy, Hashem answered him, Kulon tzrichim lecho. They all need you. Al yedei chilozin. The chilozin used for the mitzvah of tzitzis, which the whole of Klal Yisrael pride themselves in wearing. One of the strings have to be painted, tcheles, which is taken from the blood of the chilozin. And the chilozin is found in your chelik, coming from the waters. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, Usfunei t'munei chol, that all the shvatim would collect themselves in the mountains in the chelik of Zvulun in order to buy from him the t'munei chol, the chilozin. Like we're going to see, Tani Rav Yosi learnt in a brisa that Sfunei ze chilozin. The chilozin is actually called and referred to in the pasuk as Sfunei. The word Sofun is a lashon of chashivus. T'munei, why is it called t'munei? Ze tris, it's a type of big fish called tris. Choyl, what is choyl? Zuz chuchis levona, a special expensive type of glass. These are the three things that Zvulun had that no one else had, and they're all very choshev. He had Sfunei, he had t'munei, and he had choyl. Omar lefonov. So Zvulun answered back to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, mi moidieni? Who's going to make me aware when people come into my chelek to steal these precious items? That's how Rashi explains it. Omar loy, answers Hashem, shom yizbechu zivchei tzedek. The pasuk compares buying the sfunei, t'munei choyl, from Zvulun to bringing a korban. And in the same way as it's also to bring a korban from Gezel, so too nobody is going to steal from you. And Hashem said to him, Simon zeh, I'm giving you a simon. Kol hanoitel mimcho. Anyone who steals from you, a chilozin, or that sand from which that special glass is made, b'loy domim, even just a pruta's worth without paying for it, einoy moyel b'prakmatio, sheloy klum. He will not gain anything. The color won't come out right, the glass won't come out right, he'll gain nothing from it. Now the Gemara is finishing the question, v'yisal kadaitach, if you're going to say, Kitroin zet tzipoiri, that Kitroin is tzipoiri, amai misraim al midoisov. Why was Zvulun complaining that he didn't have fields and vines in his chelek? Vohavya tzipoiri, he had the place called tzipoiri, milsa da'adifa tuva, which is a place which is worth much more than the fields and vines. That's the question of the Gemara. V'chi tema suggests the Gemara, that even though Tzipori was in the chelek of Zvulun, nonetheless he complained. De lesbo zovas cholav udvash. The pasuk says that one of the virtues of Eretz Yisrael was that it was a place which was Eretz zovas cholav udvash. The goats would eat the figs and the honey of the te'enim, and the milk of the goats would flow like a stream. And that he didn't have. V'omer Rish Lakish, you can't say that, because Rish Lakish said, L'didi chozili, I saw zovas cholov udvosh to Tzipori. I saw zovas cholov udvosh. I saw the milk and honey flowing in Tzipori. V'havi al shisha osomil al shisha osomil. And the area where the Chol of Advash flowed was 16 mil by 16 mil. V'chiteima, that even though Tzipori was in the Chelik of Zvulon, and he had Zavas Chol of Advash, nonetheless he complained, D'loi nefisha didei k'da'achwa. He didn't have as much Zavas Chol of Advash as the rest of his brothers did, the rest of the Shvatim. V'omer Rabbi Bar Bachona, Omer Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Bar Bachona said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, L'didi chozili, I saw Zavas Chol of Advash t'chol Eretz Yisrael. I saw the milk and honey that was flowing in the whole of Eretz Yisrael, and if you'd combine them all together, Havya kami bei kubei ad akrod de tulbakni. It would fill the space as the distance between a place called Beikubi until a place called Tulbakni on the other side of the Yarden, which is Esrim Utartin Parasi Urka, 22 parasois in length, Upusio Shito Parasei, and 6 parasois wide, which is 132 square parasois. Now Tzipuri, we said before, 16 mil by 16 mil. There's 4 mil in a parasa, which means that Tzipuri had 4 parasois by 4 parasois, which is approximately an eighth of the amount of Zavas Chol of Advash of the whole of Eretz Yisrael. And Zvulun was only one of the 12 Shvatim. So he got more than his share in Eretz Yisrael of Zavas Chol of Advash. So what was he complaining about? Answers the Gemara, Afilu hachi sodois ukromim adifale. He complained because at the end of the day, he did not have as many fields and vines as his brethren. Daikanami, I'll bring you proof to this. Tichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, V'naftoli al meroime sode. He was complaining and jealous about the fact that he did not have as many fields. Shmamina, and that's a proof to what we said. Now the Gemara is going to move and explain the place called Akroin in a Pasuk in Tzfanya. Omer Rebavo, says Rebavo, V'ekroin te'okir. The Pasuk in Tzfanya says that Ekroin would become uprooted. What is Ekroin? Zu Kesori. This is a place called Kesori. Bas Edom, the people of Edom live there. Shehi Yosheves bein hacholos. And this place is surrounded by sand, and since it's built on the edge of the sea. And they contributed negatively against Klal Yisrael in the time of the Greeks. In the same way as a yoseid, a pin, is very strongly pinned into the ground, so too they were very firm about their commitment to hurt Klal Yisrael. And when the Chashmonaim defeated the Greeks, v'nitzchum, hoyukoyrim oisa, they called this place called Kesri Achidas Migdal Shir. That we defeated the towers in which the Sorim, the leaders, were living in. Now the Gemara is going to bring another drasha about this place called Ikrin. Omer b'yesi bar chanina, my dichsiv. This that it says in the Pasuk, in Zechariah. The Pasuk is referring to Tzur, which was one of the choshuva places to Edom. The Pasuk says, v'hasiroisi domov mipiv, v'shikutzov mibein shinov, v'nishar gamhu leilikenu. And the Gemara explains, v'hasiroisi domov mipiv, what does that mean? Zebeis bomayo, one of the main avodazor of Edom, shelohem. V'shikutzov mibein shinov, zebeis galio shelohen, the name of another leading avodazor of Edom. And Hashem would remove the names of these Avodah Zarah from the mouth and from between the lips of Edom. And from that point on, these names would not be names of Chashivos, it would be names of Gnai. V'nishar gam hu le'elokeinu, elu bote knesiyos u'bote medrashos sheba Edom. The shuls and bote medrash that Klal Yisrael built in Edom, they were going to be remain for Hashem. V'hoyo ka'aluf b'Yehuda v'ekroin k'yevusi. And the cities of Edom would become like Aluf b'Yehuda, and the place called Ekroin would be similar to Yerushalayim, which was the place that the Yevusim lived in before Klal Yisrael conquered Eretz Yisrael. And what are they referring to? Elu tiratroyos v'kirkusoyos, the place where the Ovdei Avodah Zarah would gather, Sheba Edom, Shasidim Sori Yehuda Lelamid Bem Teira Barabim. Even though at first they were designated for Ovdei Avodah Zarah, at the time which the Nevuah in Zechariah is referring to, these places would be places where the Sori Yehuda would be learning and teaching Teira there in public. Now the Gemara is bringing another memra regarding this place called Ekrin. Omer Reb Yitzchok, Leshem, the place called Leshem mentioned in Yeshua, Zupamios. This is referring to a place called Pamios. The mouth of the Jordan River is positioned there. V'ekroin te'okir, the place called Ekroin, mentioned in Tzfanya, zu Kesori, bas Edom. It's a place called Kesori, where the people of Edom are living. Shehi hoisa matropoilin shel melachim. Matropoilin is split into two words. There's matro, which means the mother, and poilin, which is a lashon of chashivus, which means it's the mother of melucha. Ika de amra de marbi bo malchi. Some say that this place was called Matropoilin Shel Melochim because the Bnei Melochim used to grow up there. Ve'ikid Amr, and some say, Demoik mi mino malchi. They used to appoint kings from people that lived there. Continues Rabbi Yitzchak, Kesori of Yerushalayim, the two places, Kesori and Yerushalayim, Im yoymar lecha adam, if somebody tells you, Chorvu shneim, that both of them have become destroyed, al taimin, don't believe him. If somebody tells you, Yashvu shneim, that both of them are successfully populated, al taimin, don't believe them either. Chorva Kesori ve Yashvu Yerushalayim, if somebody tells you that Kesori has been destroyed, and Yerushalayim is inhabited, or Chorva Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim is destroyed, V'yoshva Kesori, and Kesori is flourishing, Taimin, you can believe him, Shenemar, since it says in the Pasuk, Imolo HaChorova, Tzir, said about Yerushalayim, Tzir being Edom, that Imleozu Chorvozu, V'imleozu Chorvozu, that means Tzir said in the Pasuk, that I become full only on the back of another one's Churban. What is that? That's Edom and Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim can only thrive when Edom is down, and Edom will only thrive when Yerushalayim is down. There will always be, one of them will be Choriv, and the other one will be Moli. Nachman Bayitzchok says, Mehocha, it's learnt out from a different pasuk. It says that when Rivka was carrying Yaakov and Esav, she was told, Lo'im mil'oim yemots, that the two children, Yaakov and Esav, one of them will always be stronger than the other. When one goes up, the other one will go down. And we know that Esav is the head of Edom. Now the Gemara is going to bring another memra of Rabbi Yitzchak regarding Esav. V'omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma'idich Sivan, it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Yuchan Rosho Bal Lomad Tzedek. The pasuk says that Yuchan Rosho Bal Lomad Tzedek, and continues, Be'eretz Nechoichos Ya'avil U'Bal Yir'e Geus Hashem. And Rabbi Yitzchak explains that this is referring to a discussion between Yitzchak Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding Esav. Omar Yitzchak lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzchak Avinu said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yuchan Esav, let's give Esav free matonis, matnas chinam, even though he doesn't deserve it. Omar Loi says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yitzchak Avinu, Rasha Hu, he's a Rasha Gomor, he doesn't deserve a matnas chinam. Omar Loi, Yitzchak answered to Hashem, Bal Lomad Tzedek. Is there nobody that can be melamed olav schus? Omar Loi, so Hashem answers, Be'eretz nechoichos ya'avil. In the place where Klal Yisrael are going to be serving Hashem in a very straight fashion, in Eretz Yisrael, Esav is going to come and destroy it. He's going to destroy Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and the Beis Hamikdash. Omar Loi, so Yitzchok said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Kain, if that's the case, Bal Yira Geus Hashem, give him Shefa in Olam Hazeh, in order that La'osid Lovoi, he should not have any Zchus to be able to see the covered of Hashem. Now the Gemara is going to bring another memra of Rabbi Yitzchak regarding Esav. Va'omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma'idich Siv, it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Al titein Hashem ma'avaye rosho, zmomoy al tofik yorumu selo. Says Rabbi Yitzchak as follows, Omar Yaakov lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Al titein le'Esav harosho taivas liboy, do not let my brother Esav succeed to do what his heart wants him to do. Zmomoy al tofik, and the ring in his nose, like the ring in the nose of an animal, which is there to guarantee that the animal gets led in the right path, make sure it doesn't leave him. Make sure to keep Esav completely in control. Zu germamyo shel Edom. This is referring to a place called Germamyo shel Edom. Shel molei hein yoitzin, because when they go out to war, machriven koloi lam kuloi, they are capable of destroying the whole world. And we know that Edom is associated to Esav. The Yavut here, and the Hagoyes Hagro in Yumad of Yudom and Aleph is actually Geirus, not Germamyo shel Edom, rather Germanyo shel Edom, which is Medinas Ashkenaz. And 2,000 years later today, we understand exactly what this Gemara means. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara is now going to tell us to what extent Yaakov's tefillah was answered. Va'omer Reb Chomor Bar Chanina, says Reb Chomor Bar Chanina, Tlas Meo Malchi Ktirei Togo. There were 300 kings. Iko beGermanmio shel Edom, in this place called Germanmio shel Edom, utlas meo v'shitin v'chamisho marzavni, and there were 365 officials, Ika Baroimi, that are in Roimi. Ubechol Yoima Nafki Hani Leapi Hani. And every single day they wage war with each other. Bechol Yoima Nafki Hani Leapi Hani. Umiktel Chad Minayu, and one of them dies. Umitardi Loik Mimalka. And because they're so busy fighting each other, and they're busy every day appointing a new king, that they do not have time to fight against Klal Yisrael. And Hashem did this consequent to Yaakov Avinu's tefillah, that Yaakov said to Hashem, don't let Germania shel Edom fight Klal Yisrael. The Gemara is now bringing another memra from Rabbi Yitzchak. V'omar Rabbi Yitzchak said, Rabbi Yitzchak, if somebody tells you, Yogati, I was miyagea in Torah, I toiled in Torah, v'loi matzosi, and I was not matzliach, al tamin, do not believe him. Lo yogati, if somebody says I did not toil in Torah, umotzasi, and nonetheless I succeeded in finding Torah, al taimin, do not believe him. Yogati umotzasi, if somebody tells you I toiled and was matzliach, I found Torah, taimin, believe him. Hanamili, this is all true, that success is dependent on toil, but divrei Torah, only regarding divrei Torah. Aval b'maso maton, in business, success is not dependent in effort, siyatahu min shemaya, it's completely dependent on siyata deshmaya. Whatever was predestined to come your way will come your way, irrespective of the amount of effort you put in. Ule divrei Torah lo yamoron, and even regarding divrei Torah, we only say the rule that hatzlacha is dependent on yegia, elo lechadude, when it comes to a deeper understanding. Avlo oik megirsa, but in order to remember and retain what one has learnt already, siyata min shemayahi, that needs a special siyata deshmaya, and it could be that a person will do every ishtadlus to remember, and nonetheless he will suffer from forgetfulness on some level. And now the Gemara is bringing another memra of Rabbi Yitzchak. V'omar Rabbi Yitzchak says, Rabbi Yitzchak, im ro'isot rosho sha'ashom mesacheches loy. If you see a rosha that seems to be being very matzliach, al tizgore boy, don't fight with him, shenemar, since it says in the pasuk, al tizchar b'mereim, don't challenge those who do evil. V'loy oid, and not only should you not challenge him, elo shedrochov matzlichim, you can assume that his drachim, his ways, are going to be matzliach, shenemar, as it says regarding a rosha, yochilu drachov b'chol eis, it's possible that he will be matzliach all the time. V'loy oid, and not only that, elo shezoiche badin, that during his time of success, he'll be zeicha in the Beis Din Shel Maila, shenemar, as it says in the Hemshech of that pasuk, morim mishpatecha minegdoi, that even the punishments that this Rosha deserves to get for his evil ways will not befall him. They will stand far away from him. V'lo'oid, and not only that, elo sheroye besoinov, he will witness the defeat of his enemies. Shenemar, as it says in the Hemshech of that same pasuk, kol tzeirov yofiach bohem, he's going to manage to blow away his enemies. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is that really true that one should not challenge the Roshoim? V'om Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ba Yechai, did Rabbi Yechanan not say in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechai, Mutal Izgoris B'Roshoim B'Oilem Hazeh, one is allowed to challenge the Roshoim in Oilem Hazeh? Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Oizvei Torah Yehalulu Rosha, the people who are far from the Torah's ways, they are the ones that praise the Roshoim. The Shomrei Torah, and those who keep Torah, Yizgorubam, should challenge the Roshoim. V'tanya, and we learnt in the Braisa, Reb Dostoi Bar Mosoin Omur, Reb Dostoi, the son of Moton, said, Mutal Yizgoris B'Roshoim B'Olam Hazeh, one is allowed to challenge the Roshoim in Olam Hazeh. V'im L'choshcha Odom Loimar, if somebody is going to ask you, that this seems to be contrary to a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Al Tischar Bamareim, Val Tekane Bo'ise Avlo, do not fight against the Roshoim or those who do bad. That's not the pshat. Only Misha Liboy Noikfoy Oimer Kain, somebody who's scared that his own Averus are going to stand against him, would make such a claim. Elo, what's the really the pshat in the pasuk? Al Tischar Bamareim means Liyos Kimareim. Don't be jealous. Don't compete with him and try and be like him, like the Roshoim. Al Tekane Boise Avlo, and don't be jealous of those who are doing bad things. Liyos Koise Avlo, in order to be like them. Voimir, and similarly there's a pasuk in Mishli that says, Al Yekane Lipcho Bachatoim, don't be jealous of those who do Averus. So how could Rabbi Yitzchok say that one is not allowed to be misgara with the Roshoim? Answers the Gemara, Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha b'mili didei. For in gashmias things, don't challenge a rosha. Ha b'mili d'shmaya. But when it comes to ruchnias and kvod shemaim and kiyum Torah mitzvahs, you're allowed to challenge and fight with the Roshoim. V'iboy seima, the Gemara suggests another answer. Ha v'ha b'mili didei. Both Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Reb Yitzchak are referring to mili didei, even to his own private in Yonim. V'loi kashi, it's not a stira. Ha b'tzadik gomor. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was referring to a tzadik gomor who is allowed to challenge the Roshoim, and he does not need to worry that the Rosh is going to fight him back. Ha b'tzadik she'enei gomor. Reb Yitzchak was referring to a tzadik who's not a tzadik gomor, and he should not challenge the Rosha, since the few averus that this tzaddik she'enei gomor may have may stand against him and will allow the Rosha to challenge him back. Doma Rav Huna, like Rav Huna said, Maidach Sivan, it says in a pasuk in Chabakuk, Lomo sabit boiktim tarchish bevala rosha tzaddik mimenu. Why is Hashem stay quiet when you see that a Rosha is hurting a tzaddik? And as if to ask, how can it be that a Rosha can hurt a tzaddik? The answer is, tzaddik mimenu boileam. If the tzaddik is only a tzaddik relative to the Rosha, but relative to another tzaddik, he's not such a tzaddik, then on such a type of tzaddik, the Rosha can overcome. But somebody who's a tzaddik gomor, somebody who's a tzaddik be'etzem, and not only relative to a Rosha, eino boileam. The Rosha will not be able to hurt him. Another suggested answer to answer the stira between Reb Yitzchak and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai as to whether one is allowed to challenge the Roshoim. The truth is that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is right that one is allowed to challenge the Roshoim. But if you see a Rosha that's having particularly siyata deshmaya and success, that's when Reb Yitzchak says, don't chepper with him, don't challenge him, since his muzzle is standing for him, it could cause nezek even to a tzaddik gomor. Now the Gemara is going back to the sugya of Roimi that we discussed before. Oma Ula says, Ula, Italia shel Yovon, the city called Italia, which is associated to Yovon, to Greece, Zukrach Godel shel Roimi. It's actually a big city belonging to the Malchus of Roimi. Vahavyo tlas meo parasa al tlas meo parasa. It was 300 parasa by 300 parasa. Vyeshbo shloishmois shishim vachamisha shvokim. There were 365 marketplaces. Kaminyan yimois achama, identical to the amount of days in a solar year. Vekotn chebekulam, the smallest shuk was shelmoichre oifois, was where they would sell chickens. Vahavya shisha osom mil al shisha osom mil. And that market, the smallest of all, was 16 mil by 16 mil. Umelech and the king over them, Soyeid b'kol yoim, would feast every day, be'echod mehem, in one of the shvokim, one of the markets. Vahadorbo, and somebody who lived in Italia shel Yavon, afal pi she'einu noilid bo, even though he wasn't born there, noitel pras mibeis hamelech. He was deserving of getting a food portion of a pras from the home of the melech. Vanoilad bo, and somebody who was born there, afal pi she'einu dorbo, even though he does not live there, noitel pras mibeis hamelech. He also gets a pras from the beis hamelech. Ushleishes alofim beiboni yeishboi. And there are 3,000 bathing houses in this Italia shel Yavon, v'chameishmeis chaloinois malin osham chutz lachoima. And there were 500 exits for the smoke to leave the city, so that the walls of the town would not become black. Tzide echod, one side of this krach godel, yom, is the sea. V'tzide echod, and one side, horim ugvois, is mountains and valleys. V'tzide echod, mechitza shel barzel, another side is a wall of iron. V'tzide echod, chulsis. And the fourth side was chulsis umetzula, small stones and swamps. And that way this krach was protected on all its sides. Says the Mishnah. And this Mishnah is going to discuss in which Adar one practices Purim in a year where there are two Adars. Koru es ha-Megillah ba-Adar Rishon. If they read the Megillah in the first Adar, v'nis Abra Shana, and after the Purim, Beis Din decided to add on a second Adar, Koren Oiso ba-Adar Sheni, one reads the Megillah again in Adar Sheni, in the second Adar, and they were not Yetzer with the reading of the first Adar. Says the Mishnah, Ein bein Adar HaRisha in Adar HaSheni, there's no difference between the two Adars, Elo Kriyas HaMegillah u'Matonis Levyeinim. Only regarding Megillah and Matonis Levyeinim, that they are only Yetzer if one does it in Adar Sheni and not in Adar Rishon. But everything else, one is Yetzer, one's Chayv if one did it in Adar Rishon. And the Gemara explains this in more detail. Says the Gemara, Ho le'inyan seder parashiyos, zeh v'zeh shovim. Can we be medayik from the Mishnah that says that the only difference between Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni, the only halacha that one must do in the second Ador and one cannot do in the first Ador is Megillah with Matanos Levyonim. But as far as the parashiyos are concerned, Parashas Shkolim, Parashas Zocher, Parashas Poro, and Parashas Achidesh, Zev Zeshovin. If one read it in the Ador Rishon and then they decided to make an Ador Sheni, one does not need to read it again. Mani Masnisin. If that's the case, according to which Tana is our Mishnah going to? Loi Tanakama, it's not like the Tanakama, Veloi Rabbi Eliezer Berbiosi, and not Rabbi Eliezer Berbiosi, Veloi Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, and not Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. And we're going to now see who and what this is referring to. The Tanya we saw in the Braisa, Korues HaMegillah Ba'Ador Rishon, if they read the Megillah in Ador Rishon, Venis Abra Shonah, and then they were Ma'abir the Shonah, they added a second Ador to the Shonah, Korein Oiso Ba'Ador Sheni, one reads the Megillah again in Ador Sheni, Shekol mitzvahs hineguis b'sheni neguis b'rishoin. All the mitzvahs that apply to Ador Sheni, if one did them in Ador Rishoin, one is yotze. Chutz mikra megillah, besides for mikra megillah. That's the opinion of the Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer ber Yosi, Rabbi Eliezer ber Yosi says, Ein koirin oiso b'Ador Sheni. Shekol mitzvahs hineguis b'sheni neguis b'rishoin. All the mitzvahs that apply to the second Ador also apply to the first Ador, and even Mikra Megillah, if one read it in the first Ador, one does not have to read it again in the second Ador. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mishum Reb Yosi. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said in the name of Reb Yosi, Af Koirin Oiso Ba'Ador Sheni. One does have to read again in Ador Sheni, Shekol Mitzvah Shenoegris Ba'Ador Sheni, Ein Noegris Burishin. Since the mitzvahs that apply to the second Ador cannot be done in the first Ador. And that's why one has to do it again in the second Ador. V'shovin, all the three Tanoim agree that Behesped Ubatainis, that the Issa of Hesped and Tainis on the 14th and 15th of Adar, she'asurim b'zeh or b'zeh, it's also in Adar Rishon and in Adar Sheni. The Gemara asks, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, hayne Tanakama? It seems that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is exactly the same opinion as the Tanakama. They both say that the Megillah has to be reread in Adar Sheni. Omer Papa says, Reb Papa, no. Seder Parashiyos Ikar Beinayu. The difference between them is regarding the Arba Parashiyos we mentioned before. The Tanakama Sova, Tanakama say, Lekatchila Basheni, Lekatchila one should do it in the second Ador. V'i, Ovud Berishoin, Ovud, and if you did it in the first Ador, it's Yoitza. Bar Mimikra Megillah, besides for Megillah, the Afal Gav de Koru Berishoin, even though they read it in the first Ador, Kori Basheni, you have to read it again in Ador Sheni. V'Berloza Bribyesi Sova, Berloza Bribyesi holds, Afilo Mikra Megillah, Lekatchila Ba'Ador Rishoin, that even Lekatchila, one can read the Megillah in Ador Rishoin. And who are then all the Arba Parashiyos? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Sav, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds, Afilu Seder Parashiyos, even regarding the four Parashiyos, Ikoru Barishain, if they read them in the first Adar, Koru Basheni, you have to read them again in the second Adar. And now the Gemara is coming back to our Mishnah. Mani, who does our Mishnah hold like? I Tanakama, if it's the Tanakama, Kasha, Matonis. The Tanakama say, Chutz me Mikra Megillah. And our Mishnah says, not only Mikra Megillah must be done in the second Ador, but Hu Adin Matonis Levyonim. I Rebbe Elazar Ber Yosi, if you're going to say that our Mishnah is Rebbe Elazar Ber Yosi, Kasha, Nami Mikra Megillah, then even Mikra Megillah is a Kasha, because Rebbe Elazar Ber Yosi says that one can read the Megillah Lekatchil in Ador Rishain. And our Mishnah says that there has to be even B'dievid read in the second Ador. I Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, if our Mishnah is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Kasha Seder Parashiyos. Our Mishnah says, like we saw in the Diuk at the beginning of this Gemara, that only Megillah Matanos Levyonim have to be done in the second Ador, but the four Parashiyos don't. And this is contrary to the way the Gemara explained Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Answers the Gemara, La'olam Tanakama. The truth is, our Mishnah is like the Tanakama. V'tana Mikra Megillah, and the Tanakama that said that the one halacha that it's ma'akav, that it's done in the second Ador, is Mikra Megillah and does not mention Matanos Levyonim, not like our Mishnah, Hu Adin Matanos Levyonim. That Tana actually means Megillah and Matanos Levyonim. Because Matanis Levyonim and Mikra Megillah are dependent on each other. They must be done at the same time. Rabbeinu Chananel adds that this is a concept we saw in Daf Daled Amud Beis, that Einem Sheleinim Nesua is the Mikra Megillah. Bibois Amos says the Gemara. I can answer the Kasha differently. La'olam, it could be that our Mishnah, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, he holds like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds that even the Arba Parashiyos must be done in the second Adar. Umasnisin, and our Mishnah, Chasurim Mechstra, is missing a few words. Vachiktoni. And this is how you should understand the Mishnah. Ein bein arba also sheba ador rishon la arba also sheba ador sheni. Regarding the halachas of the 14th of Adar, only Purim, not the whole month. Elo mikra Megillah matonis levyanim. That Megillah with matonis levyanim must be done in the second Adar, but the other mitzvahs of Purim itself, Sudas Purim, for example, if one did it in the first Adar, one is yotze. Ha le'inyan hesped v'tainis. But regarding hesped and tainis, everybody agrees that it's osa in both Adars. Ve'ilu say the parashiyos, and regarding the arba parashiyos, lo mari, the Mishnah wasn't talking about that. The Mishnah was only talking about the 14th of Adar. It was not talking about the whole month of Adar. And now the Gemara concludes, Omer b'chia bar ovin, Omer Reb Yechanon, hilchasa k'Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, she'omar mishum Reb Yosi, the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that all the mitzvahs of Adar only apply to the second Adar and not to the first Adar, besides for the Issa of Hesped and Tainis. And now the Gemara is going to explain the Mekiris and the Svaris of the different Tanoim. Omer Reb Yechanon. Says Reb Yechanon Ushneim, both Reb Elazar ben Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Mikra Echad Dorshu. They both learned their halachas from the same pasuk. It says in the pasuk, we call Shono Veshono. There's a similarity between all the years. A year with one Adar and a year with two Adars. The question's just, in what aspect are they similar? Reb Elazar ben Reb Yosi Sovar, Reb Elazar ben Reb Yosi says, B'kol Shono Yishono, what has to be the same every year? Ma'kol Shono V'Shono Adora Somuch Reshvat, Afkan Adora Somuch Reshvat. Every year Purim is done in the month following Shvat. So when there's one Adar, it's one Adar. When there's two Adars, it's Adar Rishon. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Sovar, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, B'kol Shono V'Shono, Ma'kol Shono V'Shono Adora Somuch Renison, Afkan Adora Somuch Renison. Every single year, Adar is practiced, Purim is practiced in the Adar, which is close to Chodesh Nisan. If there's one Adar, it's that one Adar. If there's two Adars, it's the second Adar. The Gemara continues. Bishleimer Reb Elazar ben Reb Yosi, according to Reb Elazar ben Reb Yosi, who says that it's always the Adar which is close to Chodesh Shvat, Mistaber Taima. We can understand that logically. De'ein mavirim ala mitzvos. We know there's a klal with all mitzvos that one should do them as soon as possible. One shouldn't abuse or let go of an opportunity of doing a mitzvah. And since the first Adar is the first Adar, it's the first time we could do the mitzvahs, so let's learn the pasuk of Kol Shono V'Shono and assume that it means the first Adar. El Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, my timer. Why does Reb Shimon ben Gamliel understand that Kol Shono V'Shono is assuming that it's the second Adar? Explains the Gemara Omer of Tovi. I'll tell you why. Time of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is mismach geula le geula odif. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel preferred that the two geulois, the geula called Purim and the geula called Pesach, should be close to each other. There seems to be some kesher between them. Rashi in Tainis actually says on the Mishnah of Mishanichnas Ador Marbim Besimcha. Rashi says Yemei Nisim Hoyu LiYisrael Purim uPesach. Now the Gemara gives another suggestion. Reb Elazar Emir, Taima Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Mehocha. The Mekor of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is from this pasuk. The Chasid it says in the pasuk, Lekayim es igeres haPurim hazois hashenis. From the fact that specific mention is made of the fact that this Purim or the igeres haPurim is a shenis, to hint to us that the halachas of Purim should be in a second Adar in a year where there's two Adars. And since he had this remez in the pasuk, therefore he chose to understand that B'kol Shono Shono is telling us that it's the second Adar, the Adar close to Nisan. Asks the Gemara, why do I actually need to have both psukim, also the B'chol Shono V'Shono, and also the pasuk of Igeres HaPurim Hazois HaShenis, V'itzchich L'michtav HaShenis, V'itzchich L'michtav B'chol Shono V'Shono. I need both of these psukim. De'imi B'chol Shono V'Shono, if it would only say B'chol Shono V'Shono, Havya Amina Kukushion, then you would ask that maybe B'kol Shono V'Shono is referring to the first Adar because of the logic of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Kumash Malon, Hashenis, that's why the word Hashenis is telling me, don't learn B'kol Shono V'Shono meaning the first Adar. Assume it means the second Adar. V'yesh Minan Hashenis, if it would only say Hashenis and it would not say B'kol Shono V'Shono, Havamin I would say that Batchila, Lekatchila, Berishin U'Basheni, that one should keep all the mitzvahs in both Adars. Kumash Malon, that's why I need the Pasuk, B'kol Shono V'Shono, to say that all the years are similar, and in every year we don't ever practice Purim more than once. The question is just which one? And that's what Hashenis is saying is the second one. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi, who says that the Adar, the real Adar with Purim is the first one, Hai Hashenis my Ovidle, what's he going to do with the word Hashenis? Answers the Gemara, Miboye Leile Kajav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, he needs it for the Halach of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, the Omar Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Bitchila Kavua B'Shushan. In the first letter, they instated Purim only in Shushan. Ulebesayif, when they sent the second letters, they changed that, and they said, Bekoloilam Kuloi, that Purim would be practiced in the whole world.